Running down dogma with his karma. This is the Drew Marshall Show.
Sleep, sleep, sleep. Tis the eve of our Savior's birth. The night is peaceful. All around you, close your eyes. Let sleep surround you. Sleep.
December. Don't know if you realize that. And that means Christmas is just around the corner. I always wanted to start off a segment like that. Sounds like I'm working at Hallmark. Folks, it's time for Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. And this week's recording artist is Sarah Hiltz. SarahHiltz.com, H-I-L-T-Z, for our American listeners. And what are you shaking your head? Well, it's your name. I guess you can say whatever you want. Have you gotten a new guitar?
No, you ask me that every time.
I know, because I just
get to know this baby.
I know. So where are you getting it from?
It's from Frank's Music Center in Chatham, Ontario. Right. And it's Simon & Patrick, a Canadian
company.
It is
a Simon & Patrick. Okay.
Yeah. Tim's got it.
Nice little axe. One of the Godea fans. Last time I saw you, you were performing, I think, in a bank vault.
Yeah, I did. I did do that. It was chilly in there.
A long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
But you've been doing, and you've actually made the big move to Tirana.
That's right, yeah.
What's it like not having to drive 6 hours to go do a gig?
Yeah, you know, it takes longer to get everywhere, that's for sure. But I just, you know, I've gotten used to the commute. I get things done.
Do you like the city?
I do, yeah. I didn't really like it at first. It takes time to get used to.
You got a cool little place, though, that you told me about. I've never been.
Oh.
Where were you, like near London or something?
I used to live in Chatham and then Windsor.
That's
before.
What I meant.
Windsor, yeah. And it was a nice place. But, you know, you gotta pay the price to live close to the city lights, I guess.
You know, I know this just sounds sounded like a Neil Diamond line or something. You know I'm a fan, right?
Yes.
I just love your playing and your voice, the way it's all put together. So can you do a song for us right off the bat? And
yeah.
Just kind of, I don't know, give me a Christmas present, an early Christmas present?
Yeah, here it comes. I think you probably haven't heard this before.
No? Is it a new one?
Yeah, it's not released yet.
Fantastic.
Just live.
You don't have to play squatting like that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just talking still. So this song's called Inside My Mind.
Which is someplace you never want to be, folks. Sarah Hiltz on the Drew Marshall Show.
Enough to keep my head from focusing on anything but you. But even that is a topic, does not quite the noise, because it goes away, it goes nowhere, and it's a waste of my time, it's a waste of my mind, it's a waste of this life.
Sarah Hiltz, live on the Drew Marshall Show. Well done,
Thank
Sarah Hiltz.
You.
Okay, so people compare your singing, your writing, your you know, everything to who?
Kiss. I get that all the time.
All the time.
They say Feist, Norah Jones. Those are two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people have also said Billie Holiday and Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell, yeah. I think I'm like Billie Holiday in her phrasing. I sing behind the beat a lot of the times.
Right.
But I don't have the rasp that she has,
no.
You know.
No. Yeah. Speaking of rasp, I just want to mention one more time, Samantha Martin, who is a former Drew Marshall Show guest. Have you met Samantha Martin in Toronto yet?
I don't think so.
Wow, she is so good, but a killer whiskey voice. And she'll be opening for the Blind Boys of Alabama on Monday at Roy Thompson Hall. But Samantha, I've just got to take a second here, just a shout-out to Samantha. She just received one of the biggest honors of her life to be able to open for the Blind Boys at Massey Hall.
That's huge.
She played in that women's blues gig at Massey Hall.
Yeah.
Now she's opening at Roy Thompson Hall. And at the same time, her mom is in British Columbia in a coma. She's been battling cancer for a long, long time. And it's just a weird,
wow,
you know, sort of convergence of all these strange emotions for her. So for our listeners who actually pray, Samantha Martin could use some, and so obviously could her mom. Anyway, little moment there of mellowness brought to you by the Drew Marshall Show. Sarah, who are these people with you? And why, more importantly, are they here?
Right. Okay, so since I moved to Toronto, I started going to a church called Free Church, and I hadn't been going to church for years before that.
Sarah.
I know. I just...
Is that because you listened to the Drew Marshall Show?
Well, that was... You were kind of like the only church that I participated in during that period of time.
No wonder you're screwed.
Anyways, so these are a couple friends from church. This is Ray Varghese and Ben St. Louis.
Ray and Ben.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Welcome.
And we started a choir this fall at church.
Like a real choir?
Like
sister act?
Well,
she's
the
whoopee at our church.
You are the whoopee.
Yeah. I am.
Who's the cushion? Never
mind.
Stay focused, Sarah.
Yeah. So I wanted to do some special music through the Advent season at church because our four Sundays of Advent at Free Church are kind of special usually.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been arranging music for choir, and that's all I've been doing for the last like 2 months. Every time I have free time, I'm spending it on choir. And so I thought, well, I really love it if they could come with me today because, you know.
And do some tunes.
That's what I'm up to musically these days. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, let's do one of these tunes with the three of y'all. What are you going to do?
We're going to do a song called This Slow. So we did this past Sunday for the first Sunday of Advent where we talked about the spirituality of lights at church.
Mm.
And so it was really cool. They had like a projected galaxy behind us, and it sort of looked like it was floating above our heads almost. And then
was there communion wine?
Because
that would help with that.
It was communion juice.
Okay.
But yeah, it was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this song is by a group called The Swell Season, an Irish group. Yeah.
Okay, can we all stop paying attention to Tim in the room, please?
He
doesn't
sorry.
Have a mic.
Just,
we don't. Okay, just ignore yeah. him. Ignore the strange man behind the curtain.
But it's. I really love the Swell Season. I've always loved this song, but the verses were kind of depressing. I changed some of the words with some help.
Okay.
And Ben's gonna take the lead on this one.
All right, here we go,
and
folks.
Learn, choir people. Okay.
He made a plan that's not subject to change. So whatever way it works out, we don't get the blame. In the arms of this love. And you took the wind right out of my sails by sweating me out on all the little details. In the arms of this love. This love. So thread the light. Thread the light. Thread the light. Thread the light. Choice, and we knew we would pay for stealing the joy and trying to escape from the arms of this love. And if by some chance you break from the pack, you know he'll be waiting, oh, to welcome you back from the arms of this love. Thread the light. the light and praise the light.
Good job, Sarah Hiltz on the Drew Marshall Show and Company. Wait, have you guys branded yourself with some kind of...
We are the Free Church Kensingtones.
Say it one more time, please.
The Free Church Kensingtones.
That's so hip, man.
Yeah. So hip. The church is located in Kensington Market.
Yeah.
And my husband Jordan said it as a joke one night, and then people started hashtagging it, so...
It's done.
It's
Once
done.
You get hashtag.
Hashtag, that's the end. It's written in stone at that point.
That song has... repetitive complexity.
Mm-hmm.
Did you come up with that? Is this yours?
No. So
you said it at the beginning, but I wasn't listening.
Right. Yeah. It's written by Swell Season, and they actually do that sort of repetitive thing at the end. We changed like a couple of the words, but most of them are original. And I just really love that kind of meditation on the light and what it is to us. You know, if Jesus is the light of the world, then just sort of, you know, thinking about that in different ways. Yeah.
I actually listened to a group of people sing something very similar to this when I was on an island in the Scottish Hebrides called Iona, and I was in the abbey. And when people sing that kind of music in an abbey, which Christians used to escape the Vikings from. So the Vikings found out that the God people had stuff that they could steal, and they went around raping and pillaging and burning churches down. And they escaped from Ireland. They received permission from the king to go to the Scottish Hebrides and build and hide and, you know, kind of stay away from the Vikings. And, man, it just, I don't care what you believe, it shivers you.
Yeah.
If that's a real phrase. It is
pirates
today. It's what?
Yeah. You're pirates.
Yeah. Shivers you. There we go.
Show me timbers.
This is weird. So... Forgive me for forgetting this, Sarah, but have you had any sort of official studying of music thing happen in your life?
Because
you seem very intricate and jazzy in the other songs that you've
I studied jazz for about 6 months at Humber.
6 months?
And then I dropped out. Yeah.
Such a hippie.
Yeah. I did have a guitar teacher before that, though, who worked with me on basically just jazz chord voicings. Yeah,
and jazz fingers.
Yeah.
Jazz hands?
Yeah, like this. I did, I don't know. I just kind of learned from there, I guess.
Right.
Trial and error.
How are you feeling about your career right now, you know?
Oh, geez. You know, I feel like there are obstacles, but that I started recording this fall, so that's been a really positive thing, and it's really exciting because it sounds different than anything I've worked on before.
Why?
Different space, different people, you know.
But is there anything different about you?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot different, I think. You know, I've been through a lot the last couple of years. They've been a struggle. So the songs are just, they're different. They're more mature. I think they're harmonically more interesting, too, I think.
Huh.
But, you know.
What's the Whiskey for Strangers song? Is that what it's called? Pouring Whiskey for
How
Strangers?
How to Pour Whiskey for Strangers, yeah.
I love that. We posted that video on our site.
Oh,
I'm
cool.
Just am such a big fan of that song.
I like that song, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that we were uncertain at the start of this time period here on the Drew Marshall Show as to, you know, how many songs you were going to do. If I was able to, well, I'm going to say to you, can you pull a song out that you didn't think you were going to do and do it? Like a song with the intricacies that I love so much about you?
Yeah.
Or do you already have that plan?
Yeah, you want something with more jazz?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what jazz songs I've done on the show. I did... Maybe just,
I don't care if you've done it already. I like what you do.
I like to keep it fresh, man.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Will Smith.
Have I played Beautiful Love here before?
No, you never have, and I'd love to hear it right now.
Are you lying?
I have no idea. I couldn't even remember what you said at the beginning of the last song.
Okay.
So, lay it on us.
I think I didn't. All right, this song's called Beautiful Love. This is a jazz standard.
Folks, live again on the Drew Marshall Show, Sarah Hiltz.
Along, thrilling my soul with your song.
for love, my dreams to realize. Reaching for heaven, dependent on you. Beautiful love, where my dreams come true.
On the Drew Marshall Show. Man, thanks. You make me do jazz face. Do you know what that is? I get into this like I'm constipated face thing.
I know that face.
Oh.
I make that face a lot.
Man.
Yeah.
The Eva Cassidy of Toronto.
Thank you.
You're really hard to pin down. You are just an elusive, creative beast.
Well, I hope so. You know, I'd rather be something new than sound like something
yes.
old.
Yes. We're going to take a short break right now and listen to some more of Sarah Hiltz's
Yeah,
Hiltz's. Right. Listen to some of her tunes, and we'll be right back after a short break. Stay with us.
Take off and ruin the sea.
turning light into dark, into sight. Everything, something backwards. Everything alive. Joy to the world. I've lost my sister.
Sarah Hiltz is able to kind of do this kind of music as well as that kind of music as well as the other kind of music. But that's who's in the studio, Sarah Hiltz. The website is sarahhiltz.com, H-I-L-T-Z, sorry, Z, H-I-L-T-Z.com. And she just did a song prior to the break, which got me all kind of giddy. And now she thinks that later in the show we're all going to sing like we're in a choir.
Christmas carols. Yeah, yeah.
You know, the coolest Christmas carol experience, and I would like to hear yours, but I'm going to share mine first to give you a chance to think about it.
Cool.
Coolest Christmas carol experience. I was living in the mountains in California, about 5,500 feet up in the mountains.
Was there any snow?
Yep.
Okay.
Horse-drawn wagon.
Oh.
Traveling through the village with three guitarists and about 18 people on the wagon, just sing, and people came out of their houses.
Wow.
It was a very, very surreal, cool thing.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. How about you?
I've been known to take little traveling troops of people Christmas caroling door to door.
Like Jehovah's Witnesses?
No. Oh. Just like knock on the door, sing you a song, move on.
Well, that's better.
Go into businesses sometimes, like in where Chatham's a small town, right? So you can just like traipse around in little stores.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. I really love doing that. You know, I'm going to do it again, actually, in Kensington Market on December 11th with the choir. Yeah.
Speaking of the choir, you have some gigs coming up at the church that you'd maybe like people to come to?
Yeah. So we're performing this Sunday and next Sunday. The services are at 4 p.m. at St. Stephen in the Fields, which is on College Street in Toronto. And then the following Sunday is December 21st, and we'll be at the Randolph Theater, which is at Bloor and Bathurst, and that one's at 10:30 in the morning.
Ugh.
I know, right? That's why I go to the other one, because it's at 4 p.m. Even 4 p.m. is a little early for me. We'll be doing some songs at each of those services.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, follow this girl. So go to her website. Do the like social media stuff.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter.
No,
Instagram,
seriously, keep your eye on this girl because if when she gets out gigging again, you're definitely gonna want to go.
Yes.
Definitely. Definitely.
You want to come.
Thanks, Rain Man. Okay, can we do another song?
Yeah. All right, this tune's called I Took a Risk, and I wrote this after I quit my day job before I moved to Toronto. Have a job again now because...
Because you live in Toronto.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
But I was at my mom's house. It was probably about a week after I quit my job. And it was such a good part-time job, really flexible, great boss. And I was just really doubtful about what I'd just done, you know. And I was just like, I don't know, Mom, maybe I made a big mistake. And she's like, well, Sarah, go home and write a song about it. You know?
Is that how your mom talks?
Well, you know, in her own voice, but like it was that kind of, you know, what's the word for that?
Thing?
That sort of inflection is the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I went home and I actually did, which was usually people say that type of stuff all the time to songwriters, you know, but it worked this time. So this song's called I Took a Risk.
Beautiful. On the Drew Marshall Show Live, Sarah Hiltz.
Left home today. And now I'm in an unfamiliar place. I'm not sure what I'm looking for or where I'll come to be. But I fought this off far too long. I couldn't stand to stay here for another day. I took a risk. It was for the best, I think.
Big fan. of Sarah Hiltz on the Drew Marshall Show. Man, do you believe the hoopla? Like when people fuss all about you like I do you believe it? Or do you just go, oh, whatever?
I think I feel like I know that I'm at a point where I know I can sing. I think when people make hoopla about specific performances, I'm always like, well, that one could have been better this way and this way and this way. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't my best. But I think I know that, you know, there's something that I can do well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we would all agree. But you still, even though you're still so freaking amazing, you still have a post-mortem after every performance?
Oh, yeah.
You still pull it apart and
yeah.
Shoulda, coulda, wouldas?
Totally. Totally. Yeah. It feels very rare to actually be satisfied with what I've done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's what makes good people great, is they continue to strive.
Yeah.
Instead of settle.
That's okay.
But you don't want it to turn to some weird neurosis either. You know?
No. You just got to let it go. Right. Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go. Please, God, let that song go out of my head. Sorry. What was the last gig you went to of someone else's?
Of somebody else's. You know what?
You got nothing?
It's been a while. Like, yeah. It's probably been a couple months because I've been doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see, I shared a bill with somebody I'd never met before a couple months ago, though.
And?
He was awesome.
Who was
His
it?
Name's Tyler McGregor.
Oh, Tyler McGregor.
Do you know him?
No.
He's, I think, Mississauga, Port Credit area.
Should I know him?
Yeah, maybe you might. I think, well, you would like him. I don't know really what his deal is.
What does that mean, you'd like him? Was he a jerk?
I think, no, you would enjoy his music, is what I'm saying. You know, guy with guitar, singing sensitive songs. I know you get all soft about
that. Stop it.
But he was really just a, you know, great guy to share an evening with. And he played.
You may want to rephrase that.
The Your gig, I shared the bill.
Right.
My husband was there.
Okay.
And
that's even weirder. Would you stop it, Sarah Hiltz?
You stop it.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but it was. He has a great voice. Really good. Great voice. Nice songs.
Do you like Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
You've had no trauma? No Christmas trauma?
I've had lots of Christmas trauma, but I don't know. I just I like you know, making snowflakes and baking cookies and watching White Christmas and, you know. Drinking mulled wine.
drinking old wine?
Mulled.
Oh, mulled. I love drinking old wine. Same diff? Is that what you're saying, Tim?
Pretty much.
Okay, let's get your crazy cats back in here.
Yeah. So I was thinking we could do a spontaneous choral.
Yeah, because this is so
song.
Spontaneous.
Well, it was because I didn't have this idea until you were like, hey, you should do another song. And I'm like, well, you should sing it too, Drew.
Me and my big mouth.
So... we're just going to sing Angels We Have Heard on High because it's Christmas time. And I love it when people sing with me. So
okay.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was in a choir. I was in two Gilbert and Sullivan productions. I was also in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
We're also in jail.
Right? I was also in jail. That's
that
what I learned to sing.
Production?
Like a canary.
Jail the musical?
Jail the musical. I love it. Okay, sorry. Will you stay focused, Sarah?
Yeah. I'm just, you know, do your thing. It's all right. Yeah. You're going to sing melody on this song?
Sure.
You're going to sing?
Alto.
Okay. Cool.
We'll fill in the blanks.
Let's do it, guys.
Okay, listeners out there in TV land, join us. Sing along with Sarah Hiltz on the Drew Marshall Show.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing all the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
I think we're all amazing.
Yeah, wow, you did really well there, Drew?
Did you like it?
Bringing out the bass, yeah.
Did you hear me?
I could. It was lovely.
No trouble. Oh. So shy. Let's do another verse.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's do it.
Since I sounded so good.
All right. You sing a nice loud melody this time, and I'll sing the alto, and you sing the tenor.
All right. Taking us out on the Drew Marshall Show, Sarah Hiltz and company, the little angels we have heard on high. She's going to drag us kicking and screaming into Christmas.
That's right.
Here we go.
Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Do you have a favorite Christmas carol, Tim, even though you have a mic?
I like the Celtic-y ones.
The Celtic-y?
Yeah, Saw Three Ships is one of my favorites.
Okay.
Oh.
Nice.
I don't know that one, really. I just know Bruce Coburn's version. I mean, I can't Sting's actually perform it.
Don't toy with me.
I just have listened to it about a million times, yeah. That's all.
Have you heard James Taylor's CD?
Yeah.
Christmas CD?
Yeah, season? I have.
It's pretty good, huh?
It is. It's a really good one.
I love that one with Ry Cooter on it, man. He's just freaking in the background. Okay, so here's what we need to do, folks. Go to our website, drewmarshall.ca, and we're going to do a collection of worstest and bestest Christmas presents. And whoever has the worstest Christmas present that they've ever received, we're going to send you something free in the mail. Whoever has the bestest Christmas present that you've ever what?
Get nothing.
No, you get nothing. If you already got a really good Christmas present, you don't get anything.
Just be thankful.
Just be thankful, yeah. So drewmarshall.ca, and there's a contact page there, and you can contact us. Or you can share it on our Facebook page if you'd like to. We will gather the data and share your misery next week here on the Drew Marshall Show. Also joining us next week on our show is the Duke Boys, Dukes of Hazzard, the original, Tom Wopat and John Schneider. So that'll be kind of fun to have those guys on. John's been on the show a few times before. All right, listen, that's the end of our show today. Thank you very much to Sarah Hiltz for coming in and sharing so much of your talent. I know it's a bit of a trek to get out here, so I really appreciate it, Sarah.
It's my pleasure. Thanks
please,
for me.
Please let me know when you're gigging, because I'll be there.
Awesome.
All right? Yeah. Special thanks to Tim the Tool for enduring my nonsense for 4 hours each and every Saturday. Thank you, Timmy. I care about you deeply. We'll spoon later. And if you're new to this great country, do us all a favor. Get out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
I've been following these footsteps now for many a year gone by. But you always upset someone there, no matter how you try. Well, the good things they're forgotten if a bad thing comes around. Now all these stones are flying, they're gonna knock me to the ground. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bomb. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. Well, I take a stand on justice, and I take a stand on race. I'm gonna take me a TV evangelist and punch him in the face. I sing about the hope that's in me and ask why the poor aren't fed. But if I don't toe the party line, it'd be better if I were dead. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider and it sure is a lot of fun. So I'll be asking for forgiveness then,
till the day I die. Though I can't be sure of what I've done, I think I'd better try.